So, we've made it to Guyverson's hometown. Apparently, his parents were murdered not long after he left the town originally. That's a wild twist. So I'm not the only orphan on the team anymore. His sister seems to be okay at the head of the household. It's kind of odd with that many kids. You'd think she'd be like freaking out all the time. And I'm pretty sure Dork has a crush on her. I think I'm just going to stay out of the way and keep fixing shit. Also, I think I saw Guyverson crying in the fields at night. Not for sure.
P.S. No,
uh-huh. I picture in my head the when Doric finally finds this this entry in like the autobiography of Theo or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm not sure how
Doric feels about that.
The question is, who was the P.S. from? Is it from Guy saying "no, I wasn't crying," or is it from Doric saying "no"? It was Ghost Gramps being like, I wasn't here for any of this. He didn't even talk about me once. One of these times, Silver, you need to do the recap from Ghost Grandpa.
Oh, God.
Maybe for like that April. Sounds like a fun idea, actually.
Instead of doing it
do it for like the April Fool's episodes. Episode? You know what I mean. Right, so Guy definitely wasn't crying in the field, and Doric definitely doesn't have a crush on Guy's sister if he knows what's good for him.
Says the character who has a muscle monitor.
I want a poll of the listeners who don't have something along those, like, who wouldn't be like, yes, look, an 8-foot tall muscle mom. Text.
Listen.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
So shut up.
I mean, there's a reason Futurama did Snoo Snoo.
I feel like the odd man out here.
How tall are you, Silver?
Not my cup of tea. Not my cup of tea.
Oh. Listen, I figured it would be more likely to happen to tall people because, like, I just, you know, sometimes I want somebody to be taller than me.
Huh?
That's probably a you issue.
I'm almost 6'4". I'm tall enough where I can't get an accurate measurement because the nurses, whenever they try to measure me, refuse to grab a stool, and they're all like 5'3". One of them tried to tell me I was 5'8".
I've actually never dated anybody who was taller than me.
Well,
neither have I.
Never.
It's kind of hard pressed around here, though. Most people I know are short.
Is it South?
See, that is a myth.
That you have air conditioning?
And second of all, it's not that everything is bigger in Texas. It's that our attitudes are bigger than in Texas.
It helps with the air.
That's for sure. All that hot air helps warm up the rest of the nation.
God bless Texas.
However, we do have more guns than the entirety of the United
States. New Hampshire has the highest machine gun per capita.
I didn't say machine guns.
Total,
I said
total yeah, guns. Okay, listen.
Also, those numbers are pretty easy to skew, I think, in a lot of places.
Let us have this, okay?
I'm just saying. For like,
we have to
New
deal
Hampshire
with
thing.
Tesla. Let us have this.
I'm saying for the New Hampshire thing.
Oh, okay.
Because per capita, sure, you have the highest percentage per the
smallest population. I'm like pretty sure that's Montana. I want to say Montana, but it might be Minnesota.
Well, I'm just saying. If you're a small population and you have a high percentage of something, automatically you're higher per capita.
Yeah.
Like, that number can be
skewed. Yes, I made the joke
really easily.
That it's probably five people who have all of the guns. They're very dangerous people.
right. You know where there aren't guns? At the Fields farm.
Not anymore, no. After the death of Guy's parents, it was a fair...
Not since the incident.
I don't know. It depends what Dork's about to flirt with Jake, listen, Guy's sister.
If you flirt with my actual sister,
I just thought about bringing the parents back from the dead. That's not really flirting. And it... Oh my god, that would be horrible.
Listen, hey, I'd like to meet your parents. Game. Let's bring them back. Come on down, game. Mom and Dad. I mean, come on up. You know what I mean. What's behind door number three? It's your dead parents.
Talk about a stiff date.
Ouch.
And it's ruined.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations, you killed the joke.
That's what I was going for.
So is it the next morning?
I don't laugh at Jake's jokes. He's laughing at my jokes.
At your jokes.
It all works out.
I think Jake had to mute himself. I think he was laughing.
I missed it, actually. You're very quiet, Silver. This is what happens when you get a new computer. None of this is getting put in the episode.
Hey. Oh, very quiet. Y'all made me put the happy birthday thing in the last one. I am putting this in the episode.
We're going to lose all our viewership after all these horrible puns and machine guns.
No. That's the only reason puns and machine guns.
Is that the name of the episode?
The puns, definitely. I think that's a big part of it. No. So the family, that's my notes there. I need to skip over that because that doesn't pertain to the situation that's going on. That's a thing from the past. So the family in the morning will see the group off. I know Guy was going to make breakfast, so. Excuse me. Guy was going to make breakfast so he can make his breakfast and everybody can eat and be merry and have fun and all the other adjectives.
I don't know how merry it's going to be considering he just found out his parents died. Also, like, the youngest siblings are going to be like, well, listen, I know it's a tough time, but did you bring us any presents?
At that point, Doric will pull out his lamp that is indestructible to leave with the youngest Fields.
I got you a hammer.
Yep. So gave that has been given to a child. I'm sure nothing bad could happen. I tested it out.
Nothing bad would ever happen.
I tested it out. I could burn
listen,
it.
Dork.
I wonder if one of the siblings has been following Theo around, watching him fix shit or helping him fix stuff. And has picked up a bunch of Theo's edgy personality.
He might try to do it, but the first time he rolls his eyes and says whatever to Sasha Bell, he's gonna get a brew.
See, Theo doesn't roll his eyes and say whatever. He just walks away.
The whatever is implied. Also, Dora, how could you? The two youngest... Our twin sisters.
Ooh. They're the
twin sisters. You gave a present to one of them. You've started a fight. I did last episode mention that the youngest were twins.
I didn't know they were twins.
Last...
You gave...
Arguably.
I thought it was the same child.
That's actually...
Arguably. One is definitely the youngest child.
Technically,
yes.
By a few minutes.
However you cut it, there one is the youngest.
Well, they're also twins, so, like... Can we roll to see if Doric actually gave it to the youngest?
Anything that will make it where Sasha doesn't like me even more.
Can we roll to see if Doric actually gave it to the youngest?
No.
How many siblings do you have again?
Including Sasha Bell. The oldest brother that's not Guy, went off to join the...
I guess the D6, you won't give it to Sasha or Guy.
Roll the D6. And that is a 6.
I'll say it's the youngest. You managed to give it to the younger of the twins.
Now remember, you can't destroy this no matter how hard you try. Good luck.
And you opened the box, and it was a Nokia cell phone.
Oh, hey, yeah, what was in the blue box? Did we find that out?
The puzzle box?
Yeah, The box that was specifically for Sasha.
Probably like coffee or some shit.
It was actually, you'd have to ask Sasha, but I will say for those listening at home, it was like little espresso chocolate balls.
Oh God.
Nice.
You gotta deal with children.
You gave him a halfling that's already pretty energetic for a race.
She's also coffee. Like in charge of the house now. She's gonna need it.
And listen, chocolate.
Just imagine if one of the kids gets one of the younger ones.
Oh, listen.
Sugar rush, they pass out.
After causing chaos.
Listen, I think if a hyperactive halfling child gets a hold of coffee and chocolate at the same time, it's less that they get more hyperactive, it's that they levitate 3 feet off the ground and ascend to a new form of being. That's too much energy.
They tap into the speed force.
Oh no. Our lawyers tell us we're going to have to cut that one out.
No, it's fine.
I don't listen to lawyers.
It's a universal term.
So you have breakfast at the field's house. You give the youngest child the magical lamp. That actually was a fun little prank thing that just got given to me.
I thought I tested it out. Nothing happened.
He tested two things.
No, it...
And I think they were both the same action.
Jorg just likes seeing the child. I think they were.
What if I burn it? Well, what if I burn it over here?
See.
Indestructible.
It's an oil lamp. What if I rubbed it like a demon?
I asked. That was the first thing I asked.
That was the first thing he did.
Obviously, you have to rub counterclockwise. It's an Australian genie lamp. Ah, I made silver laugh. End the episode. I peeked.
Right, so we're heading north to Snowport. I'll start getting the horses
back
ready.
Out on the road.
The guy do his goodbyes.
Yeah, I'll go also help start getting Coco ready to go. I assume. Well, are we where it's cold enough now that they need their winter gear? Okay,
yes.
Making sure all that's properly applied and.
I'm gonna roll a crafting.
You were told to actually do that by Elderborough, so.
Oh.
I wanna roll a crafting check to see how well I fixed everything.
Okay.
Nice. 19.
I would have laughed was a really low roll.
It's actually worse shape.
Hey, Theo. Silver, would it be dumb to put some sort of mark of guy's graduation on the house so that way nobody gets any ideas in the future?
There wouldn't really be a symbol from that level that you would know of. Like that would kind of catch the eye of like the common folk. But if it's been, you know, three years since everything went down and nothing has happened since.
Fair enough.
You can always leave a letter with the imprint of your signet ring.
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
Like I said, the common folk aren't going to know what that means.
Valid.
That's something for like the nobility and the lords. Like they know what that means, but you know, random farmer in the field has no idea what that really means.
Listen, everybody, if you put this next to a pothole, the government will have to fix it.
Yeah, so you get your goodbyes in. And if you were to ask anything about it, you know, Sasha would just tell you that, you know, it's been years. Nobody's done anything since. And it's just... It was just a moment of tensions boiling over. And irresponsible people and people who didn't know any better. Yeah, we've all had the moments in small towns when your sports team loses and you flip cars. It's just,
what are we, England?
It's a small town thing.
Hooligans.
Yeah.
Football hooligans.
Now, which way are we headed? Are we headed north or are we headed back to town?
We're headed north. We should be able to reach the main road and make
our way. Well, I mean, we might need to.
Do we want to go see about Lyris first?
Why would we go all the way over to another country when we are this close to this tower?
No, I thought she was, like, in the village. Like, that's the way she left the note.
Yeah, you had a note to meet her back
in Starkhold.
Starkhold.
2 episodes ago.
Yep. Starkhold, that's where she said in the note that she would be. She had important
information for
us
about...
I think it... Yeah. I feel like it would be a good idea to have a kick-ass bard with us. Maybe. It can't hurt.
You're afraid of her.
Aren't you afraid of her?
And I don't have a squirrel tail to appease her with. Wait, well, that's only with halflings. Never mind.
I don't fear her. I fear her magic. There's a difference.
Listen, it's... I mean, like, the magic isn't going to happen without actually... You know, that's not entirely true in the world we live in. But for the most part, the magic's not going to happen without her. So you're technically through the transitive property. If you're afraid of her magic, then you're afraid of her.
Listen... I live with the mindset that you two magic users can explode randomly at any time without saying
the word. So, for the most part, we are going to say the word because a lot of spells require verbal components, so you're going to hear us mumble some magic mumbo-jumbo and then we'll explode. There's going to be a warning.
I was just about to make that joke.
Or you're going to see us pull out some parsley leaves or whatever and start waving them around, you know? You'd be surprised how many spells parsley. Require parsley.
Very Italian spell of you.
Although, although I guess we'll go back to Starkhold. Chrono Magic's the only one that requires time. That's time with the THY.
Oh, jeez.
That's a little,
You know what? I understand why your sister has the urge to hit you.
Yeah, but if you hit me, it's just a crime. If she hits me, it's just sibling rivalry.
Alright, we'll go back to Starkhold. That's fine. I really don't like delaying this much because they already know we're here from the sounds of it. A lot of people do. So we did any cultists are going to be ready for us.
Oh, hey, Silver. Dumb question. Would it be at all possible for Guy to invest in Basil's tavern?
I mean, you definitely try.
You mind if we stop somebody on the way out real quick?
Yeah, it's fine.
I had to take an economics class back in the Citadel.
I don't remember hearing you pass that
by one. By investing in Basil and beer, it's just Guy... proposing to Basil to
piss off. He's just going to propose. Listen, he has no qualm with the brother whose tavern didn't start the fire, but the tavern that did start the fire, he's doing it to piss them off. Also, Tex, let me cut this out. But Silver, when you mentioned that they kind of went to each other's taverns, I imagine the scene from the Simpsons movie where the people in church ran out and went to the bar and the people from the bar ran out and went to church.
I forgot about that.
All right, so you guys want to return to Starkhold?
Was I able to invest in the building?
So, Hold on, before we do that, I'm trying to do some math here in my head. So, the return to Starkhold, I'm not going to say you can do whatever you want to do there, but the return to Starkhold, it will delay you slightly, but it's not going to be a tremendous loss. Basically, you're going to lose about a half a day because you can travel faster on the roads than you can off the roads.
Valid.
So, going back to Starkhold, you're going to lose about half a day because you can take the road to all the way to Winterhold rather than partially of not being on the main highway type road. Snowport, sorry. My brain made Winterhold.
Well, I also pretty sure.
Like this, just
I'm also pretty sure in Nordica it's illegal to camp on the road.
We have permits. It's fine. There's designated.
Yeah, I meant like direct. I meant
this kind of place. It's like driving down the freeway and you see the rest stop.
I meant like I'm pretty sure in Nordica it's especially illegal to camp like in the middle of the road. Like it's extra illegal in Nordica.
Well, yeah, the middle of the road.
And, only and pagans. And you know how they appreciate pagans around here.
Whoa, it's not the Catholic Church. Settle down.
I wasn't throwing the Catholic Church. Listen.
All right, now we're just going too far.
Let's Silver went too far.
The church thing I'll definitely have to cut out.
they're guilty enough they've already cut it out.
You're lucky none of us are Catholic.
That was a heck of a circumcision. There.
I'd still make the joke.
Text the cutout moment. Anyway, it's 22 minutes for me.
Oh, okay. Good breath.
And we're good.
Bess. So you can go back. And then you want to invest in the tavern. So give me
persuasion. Oh wait, there is no persuasion. There's society or performance or diplomacy.
Diplomacy.
Natural 28.
Roll for diplomacy.
Okie dokie then. So, how much are you going to invest in this tavern, and what are your terms? Is the question for determining what.
Hmm.
This is what I do for a living.
Is it?
Investing in taverns?
I'm like, Ograd, you're
negotiating terms. <Yeah. laughs>
I don't know how much taverns need to get up off the ground, but how does 50 gold sound?
Jesus. I was not prepared for this.
Congratulations, you are 95% ownership.
There's a table for this.
Silver, I'm surprised you don't have that on a tab.
Oh my god, it's Basil Fields Brewery. That's the new tavern name.
Oh my gosh. I find it hard to believe that Guy would settle for second billing.
Listen.
Yeah, but that's the only way it makes sense.
Yeah, alphabetical order. Unless it's the halfling alphabet, then it's entirely possible that F comes before B. I don't know. I think it's like 200 to get like a cart or something, so I have no idea how much No, that's not right. That's the other system.
Like that doesn't sound correct.
It is, I think, 50 for a cart that weighs 200 pounds is what I was getting messed up at.
So I guess actually the biggest question is you gotta figure out like how much like what is the goal on this like tavern here? So I kind of have an idea in my head because it's a it's not like a tiny town, but it's not a very large city, so it's not going to be.
It also does have the benefit of not being too far off the main road, but just far off the main road that not everybody stops there.
Okay, slightly Doric question here. Isn't it smaller since it's for half?
Wow. It's almost just right for dwarves. What are you talking about? You're like a foot and a half taller than me.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying that if a halfling walked into a regular house, they would not talk about low ceiling.
Yeah, but also there's some humans that live here.
So, this village is not just halflings. Hell, I bet. There are humans. It's primarily halflings. I'm not saying it's not, but it's also got humans. Because a lot of halflings don't really like to travel, so at least the humans are the ones who are taking goods.
Basil isn't a halfling, she's an orc.
No, oh she's God. Probably an elf.
That's been hilarious headcanon.
Basil is a halfling. I almost had Basil be a
gnome. No, here, fun fact. That, finally. Listen, fun Basil's fact. Basil's
a good name for a gnome.
The Beer really. Brothers
are It is gnomes. A good name for a gnome.
That makes sense.
100%. No, they're German. Sorry.
It's B-R. B-R.
Yeah, so that 50 gold, so I'm going to say what Basil's looking to build, 50 gold is not like the whole tavern, but you put down a very large stake in the tavern. So her question back to you is, what are you wanting to get out of the investment? And that kind of like suspicious eyebrow raised.
Well, question. I'm hoping to, when my adventures are done, if it's possible, settle back into town. And I have dabbled in alchemy, so having a place where weary travelers could stock up on food and potions might be useful. But aside from that, maybe just allow my family to eat here once a week. Keep a room open just in case something happens.
So are you wanting a cut of the profits moving forward or in perpetuity, or are you just wanting to come back?
When I come back, I'd like to potentially have the option of working here and occasionally help feed my family. I'm sure they're doing just fine, but, you know, Sasha Bell, I'm sure she'd appreciate not having to cook every time. Also, I wanted to stick it to the Beer Brothers for allowing things to get so out of hand.
Talk a little bit at that, but then kind of have that look of like, I probably shouldn't laugh at that. And he just
shrugs, like, waves it off, like, it's fine. I can be petty sometimes, too. So, definitely don't allow any of them to invest in the tavern, unless you absolutely need it, in which case I'll be back with more money instead.
Take that under advisement. But you did definitely get me enough to maybe even open early. Yeah, I think we could work something out for the future. You're not looking for money while you're traveling, so I don't have to worry about that part of the business. But you definitely can have a place when you come back to the village, or I guess your family can have a place with it. Come back.
Oh, and just so you know, I have money coming to my family, so they might be buying some more chickens. So if you're looking for eggs, they might be able to help set you up as well.
Excellent.
See, investing, it sounds, if you do it right, it's more like a partnership.
Than I'm basically setting up a place to practice cooking, sell potions, and also help sell my family's extra goods.
You found your
apple.
Yeah, you're basically gonna have a, when you retire, when you're done and you retire, you can go be a partner at this tavern.
Yeah. And
see, the problem is, in normal RPG sentence, doing all this extra retirement plan stuff are red flags.
Yeah, but this isn't a JRPG. This is a RPG. It's a silver role playing game.
Don't worry, I'll take care of Sasha.
All right, he's not allowed here. should anything happen to me, any of the benefits would be passed on to my family. I will make sure somebody lets you know if I should cease to be. Deal? Hand out. Handshake happens. Drops the sack of gold on the desk. Clunk.
Make a note on your sheet and somewhere for you if you have notes or something. You make the investment.
Man, I still have 30 gold. Society boons, maybe? No, none of that's correct. Those are like separate feats. Oh man, Pathfinder's got a lot.
Proficiency, it does in
crafting spell. Where do I put this?
You have notes in your campaign or your biography tab.
Campaign notes.
Who needs notes? I do.
Me.
For significant share.
I remember things.
I usually
things
do too, but
that's about it.
Asterisk. Sometimes I'm dumb. Here we go.
So you make your way back to Starkhold, and you get there by nightfall. Excuse me. If you leave early enough in the morning, it'd be basically nightfall when you get there. So it's night in the city. You need a tavern to stay.
Did the note say where Lyris was to be found at, or just she was in Starkhold?
I just have that it was in Starkhold, to come see her in Starkhold. I would assume we could probably ask around for about the group that she was with. What were they called? Sconies?
We'll probably see them.
The Asconians. We could if we don't see that, that's what I would just look for. Ask about the ambassador from the Asconians. Know the right word is for that.
I'm just gonna ask if there's any traveling bards in town.
Traveling bards, you get a bunch of them. They don't really sound like Lyris. But asking about the Asconi, you are told that there is an ambassador and their entourage inside the Keep of Starkhold.
Okay. Cool.
Do we gotta go to the castle? Do we gotta get fancied up again, guy?
Do we need to get fancied up again, Silver?
Let's go with
a... You know, we live in one.
No, no. I swear to God, did he say society?
Hey, guess what?
I'm going to...
Theo asked Guy, and Guy has a +6 in society.
That good move.
Still roll That's badly. True, I could still roll badly.
I should still send a letter out to maybe...
That's a 19 society.
Rolling society, or are we just going off of that?
Sorry, he needed to roll. No, it's taking.
Ow.
So you would know that unless you are there as a diplomatic venture, it is typically frowned upon to show up in regal dress.
They don't like you being too proud. Unless you're there on business.
But you also know that you don't want to show up in muddy road clothes.
At least my shit's not
super muddy.
Fun, so. It's just. I'm talking about my dress clothes. I have to
clean you both up, and probably myself, but nothing too fancy, or it's actually an insult.
Alright, I will, I remember where the post office is. I'll send a letter to the keep, letting Lyris know we are back in Starkhold, and then I will go to the tavern. Wherever tavern y'all are we're staying at, I'm just going to go to the other tavern.
I am going to where my clothes are. Make sure that Coco goes to the same stable that she loved.
I mean, that's obviously it's right across the street from the post office.
Oh, well, I didn't remember that. Coco, don't worry. I know you're excited to be back here. I know.
This guy just snorts and carries on. Happy horse business. Yeah, I don't
know. Oh, a little Winnie.
Yeah, so you get the horses back in the stables. You can send your letter.
And then what tavern are we staying at this time?
Oh, we're not staying at the Hot Mine Club again.
No, I ended up with a head cold last time.
Why don't you get a head cold at the Hot and Cold?
I would prefer something that is the same temperature throughout this.
Wait.
Time. Guy, you're from up here.
It wasn't the same temperature all over the place?
Where should we stay?
What?
Is there a frat brother we can crash
a frat? What kind of school do you think I went to?
I remember you talking about the different taverns that we had found before. He's just going to find one of them.
What's
that's
wrong
not
with
the hot and cold?
Wait,
I think I literally.
Wait,
I think
what's
I
wrong
have
with the hot and cold?
It's half hot, half cold.
Did they forget to pay half of their heating bill?
No. Okay, there was one that was like made of that had a whole bunch of merchants and outsiders, less military presence there. And then there was one that was a lot of laborers, stone and cat rooms, maybe?
Hey, Silver, I have a silly question. Do I know of any places that my new fancy ring might be able to help us out with?
Sorry, I was scrolling through my notes. I just saw the next one. The taverns have burned down.
It was on 1-3. If that helps.
But they don't. They're not. All right. So I have merchants, the commoner types, skilled people, frequent.
Which one of the two? We've stayed at the hot and cold. Which of the other two would you rather stay at?
one that was like nicer and merchant class people, and then another one was like a commoner, but it was like a more run down place.
Silver, were there any places that my new fancy ring might be able to help out with?
So you would, however, the places that your ring would get you into would be in like the higher end parts of the city. So if you guys want to stay in like a really nice,
is it going
to
cost extra?
Could, but it's going to be more expensive. Yeah, it's really nice. You're going to stay in like the noble sector, like for the area where like visiting nobility and.
Don't want to do that. I will keep that in mind, though, next time we're in town.
Dork is very torn because he knows they would have good quality duvets there.
Dork.
But that would mean he would be further away from
the Dork, Coco. One of these times, I'll get us in the door, and you can pay for the room, and Coco can have an extra nice place to stay. But this time, let's just go...
Oh, my God. I just had a thought, sorry.
Was it about Coco staying in a nice stable?
Yes, it was.
When you...
Actually in a tavern.
But this time I say we should just go with the somewhere in the middle. Like, we want locks on the door, but we also don't want it. I just dropped 50 gold on a tavern. Like, I can afford it, but like...
Well, I wouldn't... Clerics aren't usually known for having lots of money, and those that do have lots of money are often looked down.
Well, have you thought about charging very, very small amounts of money to do healing or something? Like a few copper here and there, if you got the extra spells?
If that's the case, I believe you owe me.
Yeah, no, see, that's not how that works.
Because I think I brought you back from the dead.
Listen, we're both co-workers, so obviously I get a discount. Just like if you ever eat at the tavern that I just put shares in, I'll make sure you get a discount, but only if I'm with you.
Doric will... I'm very moved by this. He goes and puts his arm around Guy and like gives him that side hug, pulls him awkwardly too tight up against him, and leans down next to his ear and goes, Guy.
What?
Is your sister only into half-nuts?
What? What are you asking?
I gave her the squirrel tail. I thought that my intentions were understood.
Oh my god, am I present for this?
I mean, he's whispering, but we know how good Doric is at whispering. He's like whispering, but he's whispering Doric like...
Doric doesn't whisper.
Die. Have you heard about halfling proposals? Oh wait, you're the one who told me about them. How old is your sister? She's like 30, right?
Doric, how old are you, first of all?
Oh my goodness.
Of legal age.
Oh, we'll see. Sasha Bella is just barely of legal age.
Well, I'm sure we'll be on this adventure for a little while. Plus, I can always come and hang out at your tavern.
Listen, you're going to have to really step up your game before I even lie in near my sister again.
I thought I was following halfling traditions, offering a gift of friendship.
That sounds kind of misogynistic there.
But also you've met sister. Listen, my sister can take care of herself just fine, but it's Doric I'm worried about.
100% Doric, I'm pretty sure she said.
At the very least, she smacked me when I mentioned it.
There's always
also I was shit. Messing with you, and that's why I got hit. A squirrel tail does not signify a proposal.
No, I didn't mean it as like formal marriage proposal or something. I mean, I only laid eyes on her.
I hope respectfully.
Okay, you need to rephrase that, dork. That means something completely different than what you dork. Think it does.
Dork, because I've known you for a little while and we've been through life or death situations, I'm not going to try to beat you up or anything. I can't stop my sister if she decides to take a shining to you. However, I'm going to need you to become a little bit more worldly and not in a weird way. Like, I need you to step up your social awareness game a little bit, or I'm very much going to talk her out of it if she decides that's the way to go. All right?
Sadly, I feel like you could do that easily with your yeah. skill set.
So, it's not my choice, but I'm gonna need you to do better, okay?
So what you're saying is there's a chance.
Why did you start saying
that? I don't know why it went to pirate there. I don't know, and I realized it. And I went fuck
something booty.
You know, in my experience, trying to talk somebody out of a relationship, yeah. it only makes them want it.
Especially if they don't want it to begin with.
Oh, wait. So what Guy is going to do is talk up, he's going to talk up Doric more. I get it.
Oh, no. Doric has a master plan.
Are we, which tavern?
Oh, this is occurring outside of the tavern. We haven't selected one outside. Yet.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Like, we're just standing in the middle of the, well, not the middle of the road, because we don't want to get arrested. But
yeah, and we're also walking.
Off to the side.
Yeah. So yeah. What you missed, if you weren't paying attention, listeners, was Guy being like, oh, we might be able to stay at one of the fancy places. That might cost some money. And Doric being like, And Guy being like, listen, how about we meet in the middle? And also, next time you can pay for it and I'll get us in the door. But Doric's like, but I'm poor. I said, well, maybe you could, if you have the extra magic, you might be able to charge people like a couple copper for healing if you have the spare magic. And he said, I think you owe me money. And Guy said, listen, we're co-workers. You give me a discount, just like I give you a discount if you went to the tavern. And then Doric gave him a side hug and said, so, about your sister, she's pretty hot. And Guy said, the fuck?
I don't believe that's exactly
that was
what
the implication.
I said.
That's
you
what
laid
you
eyes upon her, Doric.
you did.
That's the name of the episode, by the way.
So.
Doric laid eyes upon her.
I gotta Google this because I don't know.
Laid
what
eyes
this
upon
is.
Her. Basically, means you seen her naked, is what that means.
I kind of figured, but
the only thing that would be saying worse is if you said, "I know your sister biblically," and then he'll kill you. There will be PvP.
PvP right
we're
now.
Having it out. Let's go. Come on.
It's just going to be a bunch of misses over and over again. And
that's
PO's
until the it's until
out.
The frying pan comes out.
I
get bonus damage with the frying pan. Yeah, we're going.
So you guys
were
going to go look at your taverns.
Yeah, we're just. It honestly doesn't really matter what tavern we get to as long as we have enough rooms so it doesn't look suspicious when we all go to the other tavern.
Okay, so the tavern that's like the worker, like the laborer's tavern, the one that's like more run down, the sign has a crude image of what looks like a building that has burned down. And looking at the outsides of the structure now that you've gotten closer, there is obvious signs of fire damage.
Not this town, too.
This tavern is called the Burned Lodge.
That's a very clever name.
Was it
guarantee it's still better than being freezing cold and then boiling
hot.
Wait,
is that what happened at the last place you were at?
magic elemental folk were there. One side was cold, the other side was
should have stayed right in the middle, or I don't know. Prison was nice.
There was no right in the middle. Although the rooms were normal temperature.
I can't believe my prison cell was nicer than the bar.
It's all right if you got the right things. Like on the sauna side,
that
we're
actually
ice
sounds
cold
really
trail.
Nice.
But on the cold side, to the hot
oh,
side.
Oh, wait, you know what? I heard about this. In Nordica, their spa lodges where specifically you go into the cold and then you go into the hot, then you go back into the cold, then you go back into the hot. That's supposed to be really...
It was nothing that nice, trust us.
So we walk into the burned lodge.
Okay. So you walk into the burned lodge. I said it's primarily like working class people in there. There is the kitty cat. Go away from the keyboard, please. Not today. Not today. Not today. Look over. Start to make way to the keyboard. No. I dealt with this all day today. Not anymore.
And running up and down the hallway. Yeah. So it's just.
We need. This goes up to the barkeep. We need three beds.
Barkeep. I was gonna go. Yeah, jumped up in there. But like I said, the burned lodge, I kind of want to go into this in a little more detail. There is clear signs of fire damage. Like some of the tables even have like fire that it looks like the tables have burned, but that have been stained over it to kind of preserve that look.
It's pretty cool.
This place from when you walk in, you can tell this place has caught fire at least once, and they just kind of sustained it afterwards. That's why it's the burned lodge. And it's a human man who runs it. What kind of room do you need? We have common rooms, single beds, double beds. We have a large suite that can probably sleep your whole group and extras if you're looking.
How much is... Do you have just a 3-bed or 2-bed? That's fine. I'll sleep on the floor if I have to.
The double beds. It's 6 silver for the night.
Hands 6 silver over. All right, we'll take that.
Does not include food or drink.
That's fine. It's kind of late.
I'll furnish a key and hand it over to you.
Theo says, I don't know about y'all, I'm heading straight for the room.
That sounds like a good plan to me.
Alright, so get up to the room. If both Guy and Dork follow, make sure the door's shut behind him, and then immediately uses his key to enter the other tavern. He makes sure to lock the door for the room that they're in, and then immediately enters the other tavern.
Dork just goes to bed and falls asleep in the bed because nobody told him to go to the other tavern.
Dean's gonna go take a shower or take a bath, shower, whatever, and I guess put on his slightly fancy clothes at the next morning, I guess.
Okay. What's on Guy's itinerary? I imagine Guy's somebody who does keep an itinerary.
Right.
I think he stepped away.
Cat tax.
Yeah.
I had to pay the cat tax too.
While we're in the tavern, while he's in the tavern before he starts doing his routine, who's at on duty in the Fates Tavern?
Tavern. Excuse me, that would be Fritz.
Fritz. He's coming in to get cleaned up and change after staying the night. We're in Nordica. About to go and see. I am, with the way we're being told, I'm pretty sure that this friend of ours is a ambassador or liaison from Esconia. A bard named Lyris. You know anything about her?
Hard name Lyris. Let's see. Language is that?
What language is what?
He has a language on his sheet. I'm like, what language is that? I have no idea what language is.
Shouldn't you know that?
Well, it's part of the new changed name. Oh. So I don't know what it ties into.
Oh, I got you.
Start with O. Because Eldred is the rock elementals.
Lyris, you say. I do not know the name necessarily, but I do know that the Asconi do like to hide spies among those who would travel the roads frequently.
She's friendly enough, but I saved her from some bandits.
Really? Or was it all a setup?
I don't know, but she was not happy that they had her flute or her lute. Or violin, whatever it was. Was really not happy. I have never seen a bard that angry before.
I've met a few angry bards. Not a smart idea to get them too riled up.
Wow. Doric might be coming in. Guy, I don't know what Guy is doing. I think he's eating or something. I don't know. I am going to go take a shower and change. I apparently smell of road mud, if you catch my drift.
Oh, I caught it when you walked in.
Yeah. Shower and sleep, and then the next morning he'll be dressed in his other clothes. I don't know what they're doing.
Oh yeah, Doric has just crashed and slept. He in the tavern, not the tavern, the tavern. Just asleep.
You're in the lodge.
The lodge, yeah. Yes. I'm in the burned lodge. Had no clue. So he just gets up in his morning. Goes out of his door. Goes down to the tavern.
Coffee!
And looks around expecting to see Theo. And notices that he... I don't either... Theo's not there. Doesn't understand. And then... Okay. I can't decide if he would come to the correct conclusion of where Theo is, or if he would just go beat on Theo's door.
Yeah, we had the same room.
Oh, it was all in the same room?
Yeah, we were all in the same room.
Oh.
So you woke up and
yeah.
Most likely Theo and Guy weren't in the room. Oh,
jeez. Didn't even notice that. He was that tired. So that, yeah, so he goes back up. He realizes what went on, and he goes into the room, closes the door, and goes into the tavern. Is Fritz still working in the morning?
A different day, so let's see if he still is.
Yeah, might have been a full shift.
It all depends on how the time rolled this time. A random time.
It is not. It is Lark.
Lark, where is everybody? No. I don't know what's going on.
Theo comes downstairs.
God, I'm going to have to pay for that coffee I ordered when we go back through.
Remember, there's no free samples in
America. Oh, crap. You're supposed to pay before you get it.
Correct.
Just assume you paid.
Yeah, can I just assume that I don't feel like going to jail?
No. Basically, the way they do their coffee, it's like the drip coffee. It's like the absolute most just disgusting, horrible coffee you could possibly imagine, and it's free.
That's a good workaround. Thanks.
They have free coffee in this country. Oh, okay. It's not Starbucks, but you know.
You get one free cup.
That's how they get you.
You don't need more than that.
And it's the kind of coffee too that, like, you know, it kicks you right in the teeth. It's like that strong, just horrible tasting coffee.
Thick. So it, like, really kicks you in the morning.
stained your teeth black.
Yeah.
Mud.
But yeah, Doric looks completely unkempt. Like, his beard's all wily from sleeping in a cheap bed, probably. And, you know, still just road mud. Like, looks like he literally just walked in off of the street.
I mean, his cloak is still clean, at least.
Yeah, I would assume. I'd say that Theo comes downstairs about this time. He's all, like, cleaned up, and it is basically his Sunday best.
What are you doing? Go get changed.
Cleaned up.
Did you spend the night here?
He's up there changing now. That was the plan.
Nobody told me.
He storms up the stairs to his room to get ready as quickly as possible.
Well,
I feel like I should make a roll, like, with disadvantage for this, for how well he gets ready.
You told me he didn't have a comfortable cat nap sleep.
He would have had no, because I would have de-armored, so I would assume that takes that off.
You said you just crashed.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's true. Wait, what kind of armor you got on, buddy?
Oh, no. That was a bad idea.
That was a very bad idea.
Well,
I'm going to pay for that, too.
Hey. What kind of armor you got, buddy? Oh, no.
Medium.
I thought you were a cleric. Oh, you're a cleric.
No, I'm actually trained in it. Yeah, armor, coat. Oh, light. It is light armor. It's light. It's not medium. It's not as bad. But, should have rolled for that. We'll say he's doing it quickly, so it's an acrobatics check. How is this rolling? Oh. Let's see. Keep the lower. I don't know. Let's see what this does. 17.4. A 10. I couldn't hear what you said.
You need things before you can roll, because it's a stat. It's a negative to stats.
Ah.
Effects are negative to stats.
That's not good. 7, which is a crit. It's red. So 7. We're going to go with 7, which was a natural 1.
Bro, you look rough.
Oh. poor bastard.
I guess while they finish getting ready, I'm going to check, see if there's a letter for us. Oh god, what did they do to his coat? Because he's gonna have to wear it, because it's cold. And they like messing with him by dyeing his clothes.
Oh, please. What was the last time? Was it pink?
Although Lark's in charge now. Maybe he didn't change it this time.
Yeah, but somebody else was here before.
Oh, please make it a bright periwinkle.
It wouldn't bother. Honestly, at this point, it probably wouldn't bother you. He's like, the only color that would bother him is hot pink. And that's just because he can't blend in.
I would argue he can't blend in very well with bright red or traffic cone orange.
So your coat is not black.
I don't think it was black to begin with. I think it was white or some shit.
Oh, it was kind of like a gray after it got color got dyed out.
Oh, I remember. This is the winter coat that they just bought.
Oh, winter coat.
He would have bought a white one because it blends in better.
So it is. It is more of a silver color.
Ew.
Because the fashion boy is the one who messed with you this time.
That's valid. Well, at least it's not pink.
And then he realizes what the undershirt would have been.
It's under. It doesn't matter.
Even if you have to take your coat off, it's going to be wearing your pink now.
Oh, that's fine. The outside's still.
Actually, I'd say it's more of like that kind of.
I'm sorry. What color is that for the fan art? I was close with Periwinkle.
Soft lavender.
You laugh. Theo's going to make it look good regardless.
Did you roll for it to be that color?
I did actually roll.
So I was shockingly colors. Close with Periwinkle.
Checking the other room for a note because they've been sending those under the doors.
Not this time.
This time.
Doric apparently comes out looking worse for wear. I also have to completely remake Dark Sheep. Yay, updates! Doric comes out looking worse for wear. What does Guy
come out? Well, I'm leaving the fancy hat. Too fancy.
Too fancy.
Don't want to be a dingus. Oh, hey, you know what might be just perfect? I'm assuming I would have picked it up when I was at my old alma mater. My school uniform. Just fancy enough because it has to be fancy enough, but not too fancy.
Alright, so keep those in mind as we will start off with the adventure inside of Starkhold. But you will travel through the city. As you approach the northern edge of the city, you do have to actually leave the gates of the city proper in order to enter into the gates around the Starkhold Fortress. And when you enter inside, you are surrounded by the champions in their full gold and silver regalia, their weapons ready. The clerics with their golden snakes on their shields and on their robes. The fortress itself, you can see, was originally constructed by a king, and you can see marks of dwarven craftsmanship, and you can see marks of the other like elves. And, like there's elven graphics and murals and art inside like the wall. Inside the construction is all this like very flowing art that's also very defensive. It's almost as if like it's a harmony in all of the different people of Nordica. This castle has like parts that represent every person and culture and group that is within the country. And it's just kind of splayed through all the walls, but every attention to art, equal levels of attention is paid to the defense of this structure.
Ooh. I'm getting all kinds of tingles here. I like this place.
and you would make your way towards the grand doors that open up into the grand hall, and that's where we're going.
Oh.
Stop it.
Well, that's where we're going to stop it. But the party doesn't have to stop there. Head on over to the Discord. Seriously, if you haven't joined the Discord yet, I don't know what to tell you, man. But you should do it. You know, there's a lot of good stuff over there. And with you joining, there'd be even more good stuff. So come on down.
Clever.
You know what you can't give on a rating review? Is a thumbs down. See the segue there? But give us that rating review. Give us that 5 stars, 5 thumbs up, something like that. We deserve it. If you think we need some improvements, let us know. You know, hey, that's fine. We're not professionals at this. So give us that rating review. Tell your friends about us, because that helps us to grow and continue to get better.
And you can always reach us on any of our different social media accounts. Facebook, Instagram, formerly Twitter. I think the official name is now X. And of course, like our dear Jake said before, Discord is also social media. And with every episode we post, it comes with a graphic. And the graphic typically has nothing known about the episode. So it may tie in perfectly. Sometimes it's hilarious because of how well it ties in. And there's always a hidden image on every graphic. And if you could find it and let us know, we'll give you a shout out on the episode.
One second, I wasn't quite ready for you to stop right there.
Nobody's ready for the theme of the week.
I was literally like mid-sentence of describing my stuff here to give me a placeholder when we start up again, and he just stops. I'm like, I have like 6 words left. Can you just go a little bit longer? No. The theme of the week is weird magical items / clutter / fun stuff. Like this campaign, we have the puzzle box, which frustrates Jake here to no end. Frustrates Guy to no end. We also had the magic lamp that was now just given away to a child, and nothing bad could happen here, right, guys? but like, you know, just magic items, and especially kind of the weirder, like, maybe more like the gimmicky type items. I always like to throw in like some. I like to have magic items that aren't necessarily like awesome power, but like just kind of weird and interesting type of magic items.
Like a pipe that blows magic bubbles.
Yeah, pipe that blows magic bubbles, or a hat that makes people look at you when you walk down the street and ruins any stealth ever and makes you addicted to wearing it.
Oh, well,
that was a fun one.
Hey, so you know that if anything does go wrong with the lamp, Dora can kiss that potential proposal goodbye.
Maybe it'll bring good luck to them. Who knows?
Maybe when you burn it, it just smells like fart or something. Who knows?
We're not ever going to see them.
That's
again.
That's not true.
So, you know, it really doesn't matter. No.
And also, the lamp. That's a fun one. You guys can ask about it in the Discord.
Yeah.
But, and as always.
We love you.
Love you.
Bye.
We love you.
Bye.
Goodbye.